Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back to hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We are live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Great crowd down here, and there's a good reason there's a crowd. The deals, there's nothing like this.
No, this is it.
There is nothing like Tackle Day, and if you want to load up on some phenomenal tackle deals, you need to get down here today. The cool thing about Tackle Day this year, different, is there's a lot of parking.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All that new parking on Harbor Drive. So my suggestion, if you're coming to Tackle Day, would be to drive down Harbor Drive toward the airport, or if you're coming from the airport, there's all that parking kind of across the street from the hotels, the Holiday Inn, all that, and then right in front of Pizza Nova and Jimmy's and such like that. There's all kinds of free parking down there.
Tons of free parking there. There's also, which is new, the Westies lot. In between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn, which has always been a pay lot, now no longer is a pay lot.
Yeah.
That's free parking also.
For now.
I mean, for Tackle Day,
today it's free.
There's a lot of free parking.
A lot of free parking. So come on down, grab a parking spot, and make the deal of a lifetime here today at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
Buy one, get one free fluorocarbons. Buy two, get one free on all the hooks. Buy two, get one free on all the lures. I mean, it's great. All of them.
Yeah.
Like you were saying earlier, even the ones you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, all those ones that don't normally go on sale that you're not supposed to put on sale.
Yeah, those ones.
Oh, that one. Okay. I won't mention that Shimano one.
Boy.
Okay? So, anyway, Tackle Day is a great opportunity for you to save a bunch of bucks and meet some great people here. Also raising money for Friends of Rollo. Friends of Rollo has a huge booth over there. We got the Mike Lum Tim Baker pick a box deal going on, and they'll explain that to you when you go over to the Rollo booth. It's all about raising money for the kids, and they have some amazing prizes in that raffle, too.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, I got a stack of gift cards like an inch tall. I mean, we're talking multiple hundred, you know, $250 gift certificates. We got gift certificates from the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, the Royal Star, the Searcher.
Whoa.
We got gift certificates to the Fuel Dock, gift certificates to Everingham Brothers Bait Company, Point Loma Seafoods. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
The amount of stuff. Tons of trips, half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, overnight trips. All of those are going to be in the raffle.
Unbelievable, yeah. So come on down, Tackle Day, and make a deal of a lifetime here. Time to find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Jobsite Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Come see the full line of Louisville ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders on the job site. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. We're going to start it off over at C4 Sport Fishing. Our man, our private boater buddy, is actually MIA this week in Cancun swimming with dolphins this week, Mark.
Oh, Roger. Okay.
So we're going to start off over at C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Well, there's no dolphin swimming going on here, but there's some decent fishing going on. Kind of what we've seen. We had a little bit of weather earlier in the week, if you weren't paying attention there, but some wind, rain blew through after that. Fishing picked up a little bit. The half day still catching a good chunk of bottom fish, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin. We had a yellowtail, a couple of bonita yesterday, bonita the day before that. So still some great fishing considering we're going to the second week of November here. The San Diego, again, after that weather, they got out. Thursday, again, November 5th, 2 Wahoo and 52 Yellowtail on the three-quarter day there.
This is crazy,
man. And you know what else, too? This is how, such a momentous. This is how good it is, Marcos. Bob Fletcher was on the boat, and he still caught.
He was. I mean, any other day would probably double that fish count. But we'll give him a pass since they did catch a couple Wahoo there. And then yesterday, 15 Yellowtail, 25 Bonita, a few bottom fish there. So still great fishing, like we talked about here. The San Diego's still online. The half days are online. Just need you guys to come out and go down there. Don't put away your gear yet. There's still some fishing to be done here. The Tribute went out last night on a day and a half. And he's going to be running those, leaving Friday nights through the month here. Take a look around offshore there, see what he can find, run a little freelance trip, maybe see if there's anything left off there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there for those half days, the three-quarter days, those day and a half on the weekend. We got whale watching still. If you got family visiting and you want to just go out on the water there, to make reservations directly online there, you can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Just a reminder, those three-quarter day trips, passport is required at this point. They are fishing the islands, so definitely passport something you want to get on if you don't have it yet.
Yeah, and also, Marcos, I want to remind you, too, that Mike from the Tribune, Mike Pritchard, Captain Mike Pritchard, will be on Let's Talk Hook Up tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Going to be a great show. He'll have the fresh report from that day and a half offshore. So tune in tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., and you'll get all the details.
Sounds like a good way to spend your Sunday morning there. Hopefully, like I said, he does well off there, and those trips are online there, so it's a good time to jump on those.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Thanks a lot, Marcos. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Well, obviously, normally we always talk about how great it is, the fishing information. When things kind of start to slow down and there's not your network of buddies going all the time, this is when it pays so much to have a subscription to something like fishdope.com. You know, obviously, we didn't hear from Mark this morning, but, you know, when you don't have a network of friends that are going every week, how nice is it that you can just jump on the computer at any point in time, find out what's going on, find out where the bite has been, where the locations are, check your weather, all of the fishing information. And if you have a Fishdope account, you always have a network.
Danny had that information about Thursday's fishing up by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
How cool is that?
Yeah, on fishdope.com. So you could have, and you can save $20 on a new membership to Fishdope right now. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, and that's the best way to get in on Fishdope. And 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, you can find out exactly what's going on the water there.
That is.
So, indeed. Hey, Rodrigo is here. Rodrigo, you still hanging out? There he is. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day this morning. Good morning.
What's up, Rick? Morning, guys.
How you doing?
Quick question regarding storing tackle or rods in your reels. Not that I want to store them yet, but do you guys have any advice? Vertical, horizontal, your poles and the reels, do you oil them, grease them before putting them away? Like I said, I don't want to, but any good advice?
Well, the one thing I could say is with a lot of us using a lot more graphite rods or graphite composite rods, a graphite rod will definitely take a set more than a fiberglass rod would. So if you leave it hanging up or, you know, pushed up against the wall with the reel on it, so the reel's pushing down and the rod's got a bend in it, graphite will definitely retain that bend more than an older fiberglass rod would. So you just want to store it in some way where you're not getting that. So whether, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't lean them all up against the wall, but you just don't want to put a major bend in that thing, or if you got to kind of bend it to get it into your room, you want to make sure to keep it as straight as possible. As far as your reels go, nothing major. I mean, this is what I think is like the best time of year to get your reels serviced, and that way you know when the season inevitably starts earlier, it seems like every year, you'll know that everything is ready to go. But as far as keeping them in storage, I just keep mine in, you know, in one of those travel type reel bags with a sock on it. Make sure you have your drag backed off.
One of the keys there is back. A lot of people don't back up their drags, whether it be a lever drag or a star drag. Put the clicker on and just back that drag off.
Yeah. And I always take my top shots off, too. I doubt that it probably makes a bit of difference, but I don't know, gets the mono off the reel, at least allows the Spectra to maybe have the air hit it. I mean, I doubt that it does anything, but that's what I do with mine, you know, when the time of year that you're not going to be using it. Back the drag off. I wouldn't say that I oil them, but, you know, if you maybe spray, like, a little bit of Corrosion X or something on a rag and just kind of lightly wipe the outside, it's not going to hurt anything. And especially if you live down at the beach or something, that might not be a bad idea, too.
Cool.
All right,
Rodrigo,
guys. Appreciate
thanks for coming
it.
Down
Thank
to you. Tackle Day. Appreciate that. Dave Meyer, are you still hanging out? Or is he still buying stuff?
Hopefully he's shopping.
Yeah, he's shopping. All right, very good. Steve, hey, Cowboy, how do you say that name? Come on.
Why would you do that to the poor Cowboy?
Yeah, Cowboy's got it down here. Catchacorian, is that it? There he is. All right, he knew what was. He
That's
knew
right.
what we were saying.
Very good.
All right.
What's up, boys?
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
How is he? How do you say that?
Catchadorian.
Catchadorian. All right. Very good.
We've been together before. I took your brother-in-law out to the Sierras, oh, good 10 years ago.
Oh, very
out
good.
Out on a fishing trip.
Yes,
on this little
I remember
I was doing.
That. Yeah, yeah.
You boys have been a huge part, and that's what I wanted to say. Been working out of state the last couple of years. on the weekend to listen to the show is one of the things that brought me home each weekend.
That's right.
To hear your voices. And I know I can speak for a lot of these guys. It's this family kind of thing. I know everything about you, and your board, surf, whatever it is. So mine was just thanks to the show and thank you. And this is Long Thin Levi.
Long Thin Levi.
He called a couple of weeks ago, and he's got a couple of questions.
I remember, Levi. Let's go ahead and drop
right
that.
There.
Let's go ahead and drop that mic a little bit for you. Hi, how you doing, Levi? We'll drop that mic. And yeah, here.
Thanks, Dave.
But just turn it right there. There we go.
There you go.
All right, Levi. How old are you, Levi?
9.
You're 9 years old. All right. And you like to go fishing, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Right on. You got the uniform going.
So what's the question?
What would be the best lure to catch a wahoo?
Well, are you going to troll or are you going to throw a bomb? How are you going to catch them?
Troll.
You're going to troll. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, what do you recommend? I know there's multiple choices.
Yeah. I got one more question for you, too. Do you think that you're going to be doing your wahoo fishing on your own boat or a buddy's boat, or do you think you might be going on one of, like, the big long-range type boats?
I think I would do it probably on one of the landing boats.
Yeah, okay, one of the landing boats. I would probably troll a Marauder, and I would troll the biggest size Marauder they have. And it's funny because a lot of times people have a tendency of buying, we see it a lot in the store, a lot of times people have a tendency of buying the smaller sizes down, and I think the thought is, well, I don't want one too big, or I want, you know, maybe I'll catch other fish on it. I would say the biggest size Marauder you can, it gets a little deeper, it's a bigger profile, it's a bigger target for the wahoos to hit, it runs a little straighter, it runs a little deeper, you control a little faster, and that's what I would troll with. Especially if you're going on a landing boat, I would get the biggest size Marauder. The other thing I might get is some kind of a big straight-pulled type lure, and my favorite is probably those big catchy tackle spinner jets. Like the real heavy ones are like 26 ounces. They got the big spinner on them. Those are my two favorite things for trolling on a sport boat for a wahoo.
All right, Levi, good luck.
I got one more question.
Oh, you got one more question.
Levi?
Go ahead.
Rick, why don't you change your name to Wahoo Ricky?
Wahoo Ricky.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds good to me, buddy.
Not bad. Maybe he's going to have two names, huh?
Good, Levi.
Thanks, Levi. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. All right, Dave. There you are. We found you.
So,
come on, Dave. Go ahead.
My question for you guys is I'm actually going on a 5-day leaving next Friday.
Nice.
My question is, I think now the policy for customs, or not customs, for going down to the loop is you check in through Ensenada first, mm-hmm. and then you guys go. Has there been any wahoo from south of Ensenada down to the, you know, Guadalupe on the troll at all, or is it more just closer up?
I mean, I think that you're certainly going through good water, whether or not that they've been catching them in that zone. I don't know that. You know, I mean, that's not something that I'm aware of, but that's definitely been good zone all year long. So as long as the boat is all right with it, I would certainly drag something behind them. You know, make sure you let the guys know and make sure you attend the rod. But as long as the crossing is in daylight where you can put a jig back, you absolutely have been. I mean, there's still wahoo at the Coronel Islands, so absolutely
yeah,
south
and
of
Yeah, there's
Ensenada
a lot of good water between Guadalupe and here that there certainly could be fish in.
I know Ryan Christensen, who normally does our phones and is busy putting everything up there, just was at the loop, and I know they had wahoo around the island, so I would say transit to and from, I as long as it's good with the crew, I absolutely would put something back there.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. Hey, Dwayne from San Diego Anglers is here. I'm going to make the big announcement here.
That's
right. San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament.
The 21st annual on the way down. I was thinking, right. How old were you, Rick, when this thing first happened? Like 10 years old?
Wow.
Yeah, probably like 12 years old.
Wow, 13. Wow. I feel like an old man here now.
Yeah, you and me both, pal.
Yeah, 21st annual here, Saturday, January 23rd. $1,500 first place, sponsored by, again, Doug Kern at Fisherman's Landing here. All you have to do is go fish in San Diego Bay, catch 3 bass, and turn them in at the end of the day. And the winner walked 3. It's still 3 this year.
Yeah.
Still 3.
Nice.
So it's a team tournament here. Although I talked with Ron Lane yesterday, and he is going to sponsor the kayak division again.
All right.
So we got guaranteed five spots in the kayak division here.
That's awesome.
It is awesome there.
Yeah.
So we're just in the planning now. I'm gathering all my sponsors up again.
Yep. You guys always work so hard. So the date, once again?
Saturday, January 23rd.
And when can you start to register?
just before we go to El Salto, I will have the entry forms out the beginning of December.
Not far away here.
Not far away, that's right.
And SanDiegoAnglers.com.
SanDiegoAnglers.com. We're just putting that stuff together on the website right now. So don't go racing there right now. We're just getting it together right now.
You're just getting it together, but mark the date.
Saturday, January 23rd.
23rd, which is a little early because of the tide, right?
It's the best tides, yeah. We looked at the end of January, the beginning of February, and the best available tides for Saturday were in January. And it looks like we're going to do a seminar with Steve over at Dana Landing and Ron Lane over at Fast Lane Kayak.
Saturday, January 16th.
That's correct.
We'll do that date. Benny Florentino will be our guest. We'll be doing a live broadcast at Dana Landing, and that'll be the seminar for the San Diego Anglers.
That
Saturday,
is correct.
January 16th, which is the week before the tournament.
That's awesome, Pete. You know all the information there.
Pete, where do I got to go to win this thing, man? I'm ready.
I can show you the spot.
All right, good. Yeah, don't tell Brandon.
All right.
Okay, thanks guys. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
That Look very much. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch report, more great information coming your way. We're live at Tackle Days. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day and a half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top of the line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
Why or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's Katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, we just heard Calstar, and they're here.
Absolutely.
Calstar's here and
well represented.
Showing the deals, and they are on a deal. You don't get deals on Calstar.
Every single Calstar rod in stock, which Fisherman's Line doesn't mess around. We got a lot of Calstars.
Yeah,
every
do.
Single one of them 20% off.
20% off every Calstar
that's
rod
just what's,
in stock.
That's first run, first everything. Now there might be some special deals, there might be some overstocks, there might be some seconds that are far better than that in the outside booth. But the worst deal you're going to get on a Calstar brand new is 20% off.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's a pretty good deal.
And
indeed.
A big thing on Tackle Days, too, if there's anything a guy wants to buy that the stock has ran out of, I wanted 40-pound fluorocarbon, all that's left is 30 and 50. Anything that you pay for today, you absolutely can get the deal when it's reordered and comes back
just
in.
Just basically,
again.
It's the deal, and if they're out of it, they'll get it back.
No question about it, yeah.
So just saw Mark from Monsoon Yacht Service came by and checked out your new boat, and we talked about it. The best thing you can do for that boat, Ricky, and I know you're going to do it, is have that thing waxed by Mark every 4 months. And that's how you keep a boat looking new.
Well,
is you have a professional guy like Mark at Monsoon Yacht Service taking care of your boat every 4 months.
A major part of us picking that Parker boat that we did. Now, obviously, the ride and the style and everything fits us. But a huge thing for me, and this is probably not how a guy should base his boat purchasing purchase, a big part of it for me was I didn't want a boat that was going to take me hours and hours to clean up at the end of the day. And that's what I love so much about that Parker. It's perfect in its simplicity. But part of the thing with that is when you have a boat that's waxed and done right like that, the cleanup is way easier. So the blood and the whatever else, it doesn't stick to the boat nearly as bad as a hull that's waxed and clean. So you do that a couple times a year. Like you say, the investment in your time is worthwhile.
Yeah. Not only that, it keeps the gel coat looking new, too, which is a really – because gel coats will go down fast and sitting in the sun. So Monsoon Yacht Service, you can link that through our website, hookup1090.com on the link page. If you have a boat and you're not taking proper care of it, meaning every 4 months have a guy who's a professional, put a good buffing wax job on it, cost a few hundred bucks and be the best investment you could make.
Yeah, this isn't going to, you know, buying a thing of turtle wax at Walmart and push it on your boat. I mean, it's professional people using professional grade
real
product.
Real deal.
And your boat's going to last. You
got a big investment in that boat, so take care of it for
sure.
Refugio from Laverne is here. Hey, Refugio, nice to see you down in San Diego.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Beautiful weather. Just
perfect day.
Well, Doug ordered this.
Yeah.
It's a Tackle Day perfect order up.
You got to do it every year.
It costs a lot, Refugio, so buy something.
Yeah.
I definitely will. My question is, one of my favorite places to fish is Guadalupe Island. And I understand there's a few more boats now that are being allowed to fish it. So what information can I get as to what those boats are, how the fishing's been, checking this and that? What's the deal?
Well, we have the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, and the Shogun are the three boats that have permits right now.
And the Apollo.
Those are the ones. I don't think there are any spots available this year left. I mean, the Shogun ran five or six different trips that went online, and they sold out instantly. There may be a spot or two that you might want to get on the waiting list for those trips to go fish. I know they're doing November and December, but get on the list next year.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right here. I would go to the Shogun office, which is literally the very first building next door, and just say, man, I really want to go. You know, what does it take to put myself on the list? You know, I'll put a floating deposit down so that if one person backs out, you know that I'm serious and I'll go this season. And if not, I want to be on the first trip, you know, for next year or your favorite month. Obviously, it sounds like you've been to Guadalupe before. You know, pick your time that you want to go. But those three boats all have permits. They will be fishing it next year as well and into the future. And the check-in process is very easy. You leave San Diego. You go to Ensenada. You basically clear their check-in at Ensenada, and then you come back to you fish the island, and then at the end of your trip, you go back in Ensenada, clear one more time, and you're back to San Diego.
we're talking probably about 2 or 3 days fishing, 5 days.
Three full days of fishing.
Yeah, 5 day fishing does 3 days at Guadalupe. So, you know, a day on each end of travel and then 3 days at the island.
Okay. Thanks for the information.
All right, Pedro, thanks for coming down from Laverne. Steve McKelly.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
Sorry, I butchered your name there.
Michelle.
Michelle, okay, all right.
Hey, my brother and his wife are in Cabo. They went for their honeymoon, and my brother said, no fishing, no fishing, no fishing. Every text he sent me is a picture of a big fish. He was down the docks the last couple of days when
Perfect.
They were coming in to weigh the way the fishes, and he had a
for
great
the
time.
Western
That's
Eastern.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was in Isla Mirada in Florida, and I learned about this technique. I wondered whether or not it works here. They said for catching Dorado, if one person on the boat catches Dorado, you keep the Dorado in the water to keep the school near the boat, and then everybody else tosses out the
That's
lure
it.
Or the bait.
Yeah, what a lot of times happens is Dorado pair up, you know, so you have a male and a female. So if you hook the male, the female's going to follow it. So and then you catch them both.
Does it work with other fish like wahoo or yellowfin?
Not that I've ever seen, but
I would want to hang my wahoo over now and get that
sucker
in the boat.
There's the old story about albacore, you know, that if you want to keep the albacore, or keep an albacore in the water, and I mean that may work. I don't know.
It's uncanny how it seems to work with Dorado, though. I mean, it just you know, I would say that nothing. You know, nothing creates action like having action around the boat, you know, fish hooked. I definitely don't think it's probably a bad thing for any fish, but something about Dorado, it's uncanny how well they want to continue to bite once there's a hooked fish in, you know. And if it's good fishing and you're not that worried, you know, it's not your first one, you maybe had a couple, then just put that thing in the rod holder. I mean, literally, you know, keep it 15 feet down, put it in the rod holder, hook another one, and then go from there.
Great, thanks.
All right, good luck. Steve. Thanks a lot for coming down to Tackle Day. Hey, you know, we should talk about these seminars.
You're not kidding.
These are some pretty amazing seminars. And I also want to mention that after each seminar, 9:30, 12:15, and 1:45, there's going to be a Friends of Rollo raffle.
Right.
And you just handed Jim stacks of gift certificates, and there's the raffle's thousands and thousands
of
dollars of prizes.
I mean, there's gift certificates of $250 or more for Royal Polaris, for Shogun, for the Royal Star, for the Searcher. I mean, there's tons of clothing. It's crazy. Half
Look
day
at that.
Trips.
Well, let's talk hookup sweatshirt.
That's the
about
ensemble.
That, huh?
Yeah.
The whole ensemble. So, but there's lots of stuff. So, what
seminars.
They're going to do at the seminars. So, first seminar on the main stage, Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star. We've been fishing with Brian many, many times. Guy's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, one of the owners and operators of the Royal Star. And he's just going to be giving a general long-range seminar, talking about for fishing cows, what to expect on a long-range trip this year. You know, this is going to be a different year with the warm water. Boats are starting to fish down there right now. So Brian gives a really great seminar. And he said he's really going to do a lot of question and answer, too. Obviously going to give a traditional seminar, talk about the fishing, but definitely said he wanted to spend a fair amount of time doing question and answer afterwards. People got a lot of questions going on right now about what's going on in the fishing and what to expect on their trip. So that's going to be a really cool one, starting on the main stage, at 9:30.
Then on the Pegasus, down on the Fisherman's Landing dock, Taro from the three-quarter day boat San Diego is going to be talking about three-quarter day fishing.
Yeah, three-quarter day fishing, again, too, with a high focus on surface iron. And then the other thing that I thought was really cool was he wanted to do a lot of, you know, kind of common mistakes that they see people make. You know, how to keep you from avoiding doing those same things. So Taro, probably one of the best surface iron fishermen on the coast from the San Diego. Obviously, the captain had an amazingly successful year this year. And, Taro's going to be on the Pegasus talking all things three-quarter day.
Yeah. Then on the Searcher at 9:30, Bill Varnay, the author of the book. He wrote the book on surf fishing, literally.
Yeah, the Lightline Revolution, the surf fishing book. And if you haven't attended one of Bill's seminars, it's fantastic. He is a very, very I mean, that's one of the things he does professionally is produce these seminars. And they're fantastic. Free of charge today. It's an awesome surf fishing seminar.
Yeah, normally he charges for these seminars. You can go for free on the Searcher at 9:30. And then on the main stage, after the Brian Sims, don't forget Friends of Rollo Raffle. So buy a lot of raffle tickets. Take a lot of kids fishing and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. Ellie's over there helping out, and Tommy P's over there. Jim, they've got some great help over there at the Rollo booth. They'll take care of you over there. Then at 12:15, back on the main stage, our good buddy Captain Benny Florentino. He's a Shimano pro staffer and just an amazing fishing guy.
And we almost forgot about that. How about that for a prize? We heard Benny last week. Benny's to the Rollo Raffle Prize doing a guided trip to go fishing, a half-day trip fully guided with Benny on that beautiful boat, all the gear included.
Yeah, pretty amazing, yeah. So that'll be on the main stage at 12:15. And then Jamie from Season Sport Fishing, guy that just had a tremendous year this year, is going to be talking about 4- and 6-pack charter boat trips.
Yeah, and also a lot of fishing. If you're a private boat guy, did a lot of private boat fishing this year, Jamie's going to be talking about private boat fishing and, you know, how their trips work, the things they do, the things that have brought Season so much success over the years. That's going to be a really cool one if you're a private boat.
Yeah, indeed. And then on the Prowler, the one and only walking encyclopedia himself. There's Benny Florentino right there. Look at that. Hi, Benny. Come on over here. Grab a headset and tell us. We were just talking about your seminar. So nice to see you, Shimano Pro Staffer. And talk about your seminar, what you're going to talk about on 12:15 on the main stage.
Yeah, on the main stage. Lately I've been, you know, everybody knows about the bass thing and everything going on inshore. But my big thing I've been talking about a lot lately is about how to get from your boat or a boat to the fish. So we're going to talk a little bit more about casting and some of that great Shimano gear. Talk a little bit about Max Quattro and the new Terramar rod that I'll have on display at the Shimano
nice
booth. So
Max Quattro, that Max stuff's Quattro amazing, isn't it?
Good stuff. Really,
casts,
really good.
How great does that stuff cast?
Well, I tell you, I fish a lot of that 80-pound on a lot of my reels, and, boy, it comes off the spool really, really nice. But we'll also talk a little bit about, the inshore fishing we have going on. I mean, you know, I know, again, I talked about it a few weeks ago when I called into the show, but, man, there's a few bass to be caught, a few yellowtails still to be caught. So
yeah,
we're still all about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll be calling you about booking a Clemente trip, too.
Good deal. Well,
that's where I want to go, man. That's such a great time.
Hey, Ricky's boat looks awesome over there.
That's good, huh?
Thanks.
Yeah, really nice.
Mine just arrived yesterday, so I'm excited.
Oh, you have a brand new boat.
Yeah, I've got a new Ranger 2510, and we're setting that up. Yeah, 25-footer.
Wow.
Set up with a 300 Verado Cold Fusion. So
when's it going to be ready?
I hope this week.
Okay, let's go fishing. So, 12:15, main stage, Benny Florentino, going to be great. And you can talk about charters.
Absolutely,
and go
yeah
fishing with Benny.
Yep. And,
coastal,
you know,
charters.
Coastal,
right?
Charters, fishcoastalcharters.com.
Yeah.
Take a look at the webpage and, you know, contact me anytime at 310-779-0397. And thanks for having me on the radio. And don't forget to buy your Friends of Rollo raffle tickets. Yeah, I believe I donated a half-day fishing trip. So
yep,
get on it, guys.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it, and that's super generous, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank
that,
you
what
very
a
much
cool
for that
thing to do. And
so you have a chance to go fishing with Benny for free by buying the Friends of Rollo raffle ticket.
There you go.
Yeah,
you go.
And take more kids fishing.
I'll be at the Shimano booth talking about fishing.
Okay.
Come on by.
Talk about all kinds of different things. You can show you the proper techniques and the proper gear.
That's it.
So right over at the Shimano booth, go see Benny.
All right, guys.
All right, Benny, thank you.
Awesome.
And here he is, as our old friend Ronnie Kovac used to coin him, the walking encyclopedia of fishing knowledge. Steve Carson is here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It is great to be here.
Yeah.
I spent all day yesterday at opening day of trout season at Irvine Lake.
Nice.
Really?
Which is wonderful. I love Irvine Lake, but I was born here. I was born like
this. This is your home.
This is your deal.
Yeah.
So we were just talking. You're going to be on the Prowler at 12:15. And then again on the main stage at 1:45.
That is correct.
And what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about, and we used to call it back in the dark ages, 1,000 years ago, we used to call it jig fishing on 3 to 10 day trips.
Uh-huh.
But because for the last 2 years, maybe even 3 years in a row, the number one topic has been poppers.
Ah.
So now we just call it lure fishing on 3 to 10 day trips.
Okay.
But as you well know, I'm very easy to get off on a tangent, kind of completely.
No, you?
In another subject completely. So I'm very, very happy to roll with whatever the people that are
the
in front of me want to talk about.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so some of the new, you're going to be in the pen booth too with Mr. Hoos?
I'm going to be back and forth in the pen booth and also helping Doug out on the inside. I got to make sure I make room for Rick.
Okay.
Rick has priority in there.
Okay.
You
good
know, he's
that's
the,
important.
He's the 500-pound gorilla. We
yeah
just we do whatever he says.
Got to take care of him.
Nobody yeah knows Penn Fathoms like this guy knows Penn Fathoms.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking nobody's going to know more about those rods and reels than this guy right here.
That, yeah.
And then so I'll be inside and outside when I'm not doing the seminars and very generously, I've got for each of those seminars on the Prowler and So if I can read the fine print. Overnight trip pass. This pass entitles holder to regular passenger privileges on any open party boat operating from Fisherman's Landing through December 31st, 2016. So I'll give away one pass on the Prowler at the end of the Prowler seminar, one pass at the end of the main stage seminar.
Very nice. Okay, so that'll be fantastic. And some of the new stuff from Penn, what do you...
Well, the super secret stuff I wasn't even allowed to
put. Come on.
Although it's funny, I'm looking around out in the audience here, and of course we just got off of our American Angler 8-day trip.
Oh, how
and
was that?
There's several people that I've noticed that have actually gotten to use the super secret, top secret stuff. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to bring it here. But I'll have examples of both the very, very popular, great price point Penn Fathom 2-speeds. And, you know, if you're looking for a premium-grade product, I'll also have some samples of the Penn Torque 2-speeds.
Okay.
And spinning reels. I know spinning reels is still, you know, we're moving at a glacial speed in San Diego in the direction of premium spinning reels. But both the Penn Spinfisher in the popular price range and the Penn Torque in the premium price range will catch big fish. And if you're going to popper fish, you almost have to use
it. Yeah. Absolutely. It's the only way to fly. The right tool for the job. That's exactly it.
Unless you're the iron bomber.
Yeah, well.
This guy right here, that's not a spinning reel guy.
There's always one in every crowd.
Yeah. So, all right, Steve Carson, one and only, 12:15 on the Prowler. Going to give away a trip on the Prowler on that. And then 1:45 on the main stage right up here in the parking lot. Steve, it's always great to see you.
That's awesome, Steve.
Great to have you on Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks.
I want to say, too, if you haven't been to one of Steve's seminars, they're fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a fun time, high energy, and a really, really good time.
The guy knows what he's talking about.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
that too.
Yeah, that too. All right. Don Carson is here. Don, are you still hanging around? There he is. Thanks for coming down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day here.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are
you? Good morning. Great.
Hey, I'm leaving tomorrow on a 10-day on the Supreme.
Nice.
And got the top shot. What's the best knot to use to attach the fluorocarbon to it?
Well, what size? What size line are we going to be attaching?
I've got 40, 50, 60, and 100.
40, 50, and 60? I like that Royal Polaris knot. That's my favorite. It's a quick, easy knot to tie. Pete and John Collins of the John Collins RRP Knot did an awesome video on YouTube. It's on our YouTube channel if you want to see how to tie that one. It's a really fast, easy, simple, and very, very strong
it
knot
works.
To tie.
It's
it does.
It's amazing how it works. You just think, how can a knot that is so simple work so well? But it just does.
It doesn't seem right. Yeah,
it just seems right.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
For me, for 100-pound, that's when I like to go to something else. And 100-pound, I like a Sato crimp. 100-pound is just a bigger line diameter, and I like how skinny that Sato crimp is. So for anything, call it 80-pound and below, I like that Royal Polaris knot. And then 100-pound and above, I like to use a Sato crimp.
Yeah, the Sato crimp kit, which you probably have on sale today.
A couple things. One, we have them on sale, and Gary Sato, again, so generous, donated a $200 Sato crimp kit to the Friends of Rala raffle.
So you have them discounted here, the mm-hmm. Sato crimp kit, the both the junior and the
starter match. And the pro.
The starter and the pro, which are, you start with the starter.
Yes.
And you know, or if you want to just go full on, get the pro. But what's the difference between those two?
Starter and the pro are very similar. The most important thing is the tool itself. And that's the big thing is the tool and the crimp. So the starter crimp kit has the tool on how to make the crimp. It has a box of crimps. It has the starting tool. It has the Spectra opening tool. It has the tack glue, which is the adhesive for the Spectra. The difference in the Pro kit is you have more crimps, more sizes of crimps. You also have a few hollow needles for assisting making loops. You also have a few spools of hollow Spectra. So if you wanted to make wind-on leaders ahead of time, you can kind of pre-make a bunch of your wind-ons, keep it a little Ziploc. So the Pro kit basically has more parts, more pieces, and it has the ability to make a wind-on leader with hollow Spectra included.
But both of them on sale today.
Both of them on sale.
So consider that, because it's an easy, and it's kind of fun, you know, you're kind of making your own wind-on leaders.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
One thing I want to mention, too, that we got off talking to the boys here. One seminar, or a couple seminars that we didn't mention was Captain Drew Card. And I think that's going to be a really good one. Drew wasn't an easy one for us to nail down because he's super busy and basically pulled out the favor card. And pretty stoked to have Captain Drew Card doing a seminar for us on the searcher, and that's at 12:15.
12:15. And then we also didn't mention Corey Sannon.
Yes.
Doing one at 1:45 aboard the Prowler. You know, we talked about Aaron's, we talked about Bob's, Steve, all 145, but Corey Stan and MC Swimbaits, man, you want to learn about fishing a swimbait, he is the man.
He's the man. There's nobody better. And it's crazy how much that weedless swimbait that Corey really pioneered for the saltwater guys. I mean, he's the guy that really is kind of brought that saltwater swimbait fishing to the forefront. Lots of baits out there now, and there's nothing like having that weedless swimbait. The doors that it has opened to calico bass fishing are huge, and what a cool opportunity to come talk to the guy about fishing that bait here today at Tackle Days.
You indeed, indeed. Hey, I want to mention this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin Charts give you the latest water conditions and help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin Charts help you year-round. And I got to tell you, I look at it every day on my iPad. I mean, you download that app.
The mobile app.
The mobile app, either on your phone, your Droid, your iPad, and you can watch the water move every day. Terrafin is unbelievable. If you don't have it and you want to keep track of where the good water is, get it.
The thing that I'm so stoked about having a boat that's not like fishing inside of a washing machine now that I actually have a dry boat is if you've ever brought your iPad with you and done the Terrafin map while you're on the boat, you can literally set the thing up on your console. You can see the killer water
chart.
It's got
a GPS,
and it has an icon of the boat, and you can watch your boat move in and out of the temperature lines. It's awesome.
It's pretty amazing. So Terrafin.com. For more information on that.
And that doesn't cost you any more money, too. That's the cool thing about that Terrafin app. Yeah, it's part of your yearly subscription.
No question.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. Talk to Mike. Call us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mike.
Mama reminded me I should go down to the fishing show. I was running late because I got in late, but I will be down there today.
Very good.
I got a question. I got a couple of Calstar Blank, and I'm wanting to go down there and take a look at the real seeds and butt ends. Do I need to bring the blank with me, or just get the information off of them?
Well, I mean, I would say if you wanted to fit it exact, you're probably best to bring your blank with you. If it's a common blank, like a Calstar or something like that, odds are we're going to have it in stock in the shop, so we can just check that way. If you got a good deal on one of the kind of lesser-known blanks, like at a Fred Hall show or at a day like this, it definitely helps to have the blank with you just for the seizing of the sizing of the real seat. Hypalon grip, stuff like that, that's no problem. We can do that without the blank here. But knowing the right size real seat, because that's got to slide down from the tip towards the bottom. So having the blank will definitely help if it's a lesser known blank.
There you go. Hey.
Yeah, I need the Calstar. I'll see you.
All right. We'll see you later, okay, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Matt Sims from Irvine. Matt, are you still hanging around?
Unfortunately, the gate dropped at the in the tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Size. You can see there was a whole crowd that was hanging out in front, and they've all got bundles of rods in their hands.
Oh, yeah. How about Bill? Bill Kramer, the one and only. Come on up, Bill. And don't say it, Tommy P.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Nice to see you.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
You know, I got some back problems and stuff like that. Do they make any rod holder seats, stuff like that, where a guy can, like, be comfortable while he's deep-sea fishing?
You know,
some big fish?
AFTCO makes an awesome product for something like that, and it's called a MaxForce No. 2 harness. They make two MaxForce harnesses, one that's like a, you know, big sit-down bucket harness for fighting your cow tuna, but the other one is a it's like a back and shoulder harness, and it's exactly for what you're describing. Not super heavy tackle, just a day of fishing, but you maybe don't have a huge, you know, huge biceps full on a fish. You put it on almost like you would a backpack. There's a little strap that goes forward that attaches to the reel, or if you're using a reel that doesn't have harness lugs, they make a little strap that can go around the rod, and it basically just takes the pressure off of the rod and kind of puts it onto your body. So you can just kind of lean backward and do all the work pulling on the rod without having to worry about your arms, you know, losing strength on you. It's a perfect way to go. They're relatively inexpensive, less than $100.
And they're on sale here today.
I unfortunately think I saw two guys walking out with them, so they might already be gone. But, again, you can always capture the sale, but that's what I would look into.
That's the thing you've got to say, is if they're out of what you're looking for, you can get a rain check and
absolutely
get the sale price.
Yep, you can always capture the deal in the store.
Okay.
AFTCO, huh?
There you go. AFTCO MaxForce Harness.
MaxForce, okay.
Best one made.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims, as well as finding out who's going fishing aboard the Daily Double. More Let's Talk Hookup live from Tackle Days on the Mighty 1090. I got my line
in the water. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with the Bulldog hands-free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds to the comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the half-day trip for two going fishing aboard the Daily Double is going to Mike in El Cajon. Mike, congratulations. You're going fishing on the double.
Yeah, congratulations, Mike. And Steve Kachadorian and his son Levi, who you heard earlier, won the Maui Jim sunglasses. He won those Piahis with the new Dorado frame and the bronze HCL lens. The Codfather, Rick's dad, drew them. And you're a little stoked, aren't you?
Yeah, that's rad. Sure. Congrats, brother.
You're going to love that. So, Rick, give us a rundown on Tackle Day today.
What more to say, man? Come on down and join us. Again, live, we're at Fisherman's Landing. Come on down. The sale's going to be going on from 9 until 3 today, so it is officially happening. Seminars going on all throughout the day. There's going to be a round of seminars at 9:30, another round at 12:15, another round at 1:45. We're going to be doing the Friends of Rollo's raffles in between each of those seminars. There is going to be
Must be present to win.
Must be present. Yep. There is going to be something we didn't mention, that every time you go visit one of the seminars on the boats, not on the main stage, but on the boats, you're also going to get a special raffle ticket completely for free that is just for the people that are on the boats. There's going to be some very cool prizes there as well. Awesome time, lots of fun, and the best deals on tackle all year long.
All right, Tackle Day today going on all day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come on down and have a great time. And thank you, Adam, in the studio, for doing such a great job as you always do. Thanks to the Cowboy, the one and only Cowboy, for being here, and the Chief Isaiah and Dick for being our remote engineers. And thanks to all of you out there for listening and supporting Let's Talk Hookup. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for coming down to Fisherman's Landing. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Mike Pitcher from the Tribune will be here in the studio. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.